ABC Radio Australia.
As Australians look forward to international borders reopening, demand for travel to the Pacific is heating up. But while Fiji prepares to welcome tourists back in December, other Pacific countries aren't rushing to follow suit. As Marion Farr reports, despite the economic impact of keeping borders closed, they're taking a more cautious approach.
With pristine beaches and tropical weather, Samoa is a holidaymaker's paradise. But the Pacific country is still off limits to international visitors.
In the past 2 years, Samoa has perhaps shown the most cautious approach.
When COVID-19 broke out in March last year, Samoa closed its borders to the rest of the world. While its economy has struggled without tourism, the government isn't taking any risks when it comes to opening up.
For obvious reasons, they had the measles outbreak at the end of 2019, which was absolutely devastating for their country.
Dr. Regina Skevens is a Pacific tourism and development expert from Massey University. She's been looking at the impact of COVID-19 on tourism in the region.
I think there's definitely enthusiasm from a number of Pacific governments to get their economies boosted again by return to tourism. But they've done a very good job in many cases of protecting their own populations. So for them, they don't want to risk their population's health.
Fiji recently announced it'll open borders to fully vaccinated tourists from a select group of countries in December. The news has seen thousands of Australians rush to book holidays to the country, which is now fully vaccinated more than 80% of its citizens. But other island nations aren't rushing to follow suit. In Samoa, the focus is still on vaccinating as many people as possible. The country recently completed a 2-day campaign, going door to door and offering people the jab. More than 90% of adults have now had one dose. But CEO of the Samoa Tourism Authority, Fa'amatu'ainu Lenata'i Suifua, says it's not until that same number are fully vaccinated that discussions about reopening can begin.
As much as we want the borders to open, it's the priority now for the government, as well as us over here, is that ensuring that the population is safe and well secure before we actually look into discussions again.
While some people might be hoping to get to Samoa in time for Christmas, they might have to wait until early next year. And when the country does start to welcome visitors back, people in New Zealand are likely to be first in line.
So we have a really, really quite high number of Samoans living in New Zealand. They've been missing home for the last 2 years, and we know that that is one of Samoa's key markets.
In Vanuatu, it could be an even longer wait to reopen. While some cruise companies are taking bookings to the Pacific destination for May next year, Director of Public Health Len Taravonda says July is a more realistic goal.
Perhaps not, the borders flung totally wide open, but at least to start to ease the restrictions.
Right now, just 17% of adults in Vanuatu have been fully vaccinated. And Mr. Taravonda says the country's health system couldn't cope with an outbreak of the virus.
And we're worried that, of course, if only a few cases, even those few cases might even start to overwhelm the system.
If that does happen, Vanuatu will rely on the international community for help.
At the moment, as part of our plan, we are already trying to also indicate to our development partners that we might need additional human resource personnel from overseas, particularly our neighbour countries such as Australia and New Zealand.
So there's a big push to get people vaccinated, with the rollout now starting to focus on regional and remote parts of the country.
We really need to get the vaccination coverage rate into the 80s and especially into the 90s before we can feel a bit safer and said maybe Vanuatu is now, not only, COVID-free, but COVID-safe.
Dr. Regina Skevens says it's important that Pacific countries do weigh up the health risks when it comes to reopening their borders. It's a lesson French Polynesia learnt the hard way when it started accepting visitors around the middle of last year. When COVID-19 cases started to rise dramatically, the country was forced into a lockdown a second time.
Unfortunately, and not surprisingly, COVID has spread through French Polynesia, and it's had a really heavy toll. So it is really important that countries assess those risks, and that's what I believe they're doing, and why a lot of other countries in the Pacific have taken a bit longer to want to open their borders.
while waiting a little longer to reopen may come at a cost to Pacific economies, when they eventually do welcome tourists back, Dr. Skevin says there'll be no shortage of demand. But for those who are looking to travel to the Pacific, she has a word of advice.
So I'd say if you're going to travel, enjoy it. Be generous with your hosts. Also be patient, because some of those businesses might be a little understaffed because a lot of their staff had to go and find other ways of making a living during this long 18 or more months without tourism. It's going to be really important for tourists to travel in a way that is generous and kind and considerate of their hosts, as well as enjoying that time lying on a beach and swimming in beautiful oceans.